Today we'll be discussing the halacha of whether one can recite Kriya Shema, Davin, say Brachas, Kiddush, Havdalah, all these things in front of a woman, a married woman who is not currently covering her hair. So before I start, first of all I want to say that like everything that we do here, it should not be relied upon for regular halacha. My intention is not to paskin. If you have a specific halacha, you should ask a Rav. And the next thing is, I think this is very important. I want to make one hakdama. And that is, there's a tremendous misunderstanding that people have when it comes to the shaila. And therefore, I want to be very clear. There are two separate discussions. There are two separate sugyos. The first one is whether married women have to cover their hair. That's not what I'm getting involved with today. 100%, according to all poskim, married women must cover their hair, and that is a biblical obligation according to 99.9% of the Rishonim. Everyone agrees a woman has to cover her hair. There is no difference between today's married woman, a thousand years ago married woman. That's not for our discussion today. There's a separate halacha, and that is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Sar Beisha Erva, which means it's a separate discussion, and that is a married woman's hair is considered erva. It's considered an area of the body that must be covered, and therefore a man is not allowed to say to daven Kriya Shema or to daven in presence of hair that's uncovered. There are two different discussions. There's the obligation for them to cover the hair, which is obviously in existence today, and there's a separate discussion of whether a man is allowed to daven or say brachos or say Kriya Shema in the presence of said hair. So we're going to be focusing on the second discussion and whether today's married women, maybe there's a leniency in today's day and age more so than during the times of the Gemara, but that is not for the obligation for them to cover their hair. It's the separate halacha of not saying Kriya Shema in the presence of uncovered hair. So let's just look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch pretty much tells us in Siman Ayin Hei Sif Beis that Sar Shel Isha Shedarka L'Chasoisai, that if a hair that is normally covered, meaning a married woman's hair which is normally covered, is normally supposed to be covered, also Likris Kriya Shema Kenegda, you are not allowed to daven Kriya Shema in its presence if it is uncovered. Again, as we said before, it's considered erva. We know that you're not allowed to daven Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to say brachos in front of a woman who's not dressed properly, because there are parts of her body that's supposed to be covered, and if they are not covered, you're not allowed to daven in its presence. The basic understanding is because it's inappropriate, and it leads to inappropriate thought. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, so too, a married woman's hair, which is supposed to be covered, if it's uncovered, it has the same status as the body, and you're not allowed to daven in his presence. The Shulchan Aruch does continue to say that a single woman who customarily does not cover their hair, you are allowed to daven in their presence, because that hair is not normally covered, and therefore it's not like areas of the body that's supposed to be covered. Okay. The question is, what about today? Unfortunately today, many women do not cover their hair properly. Again, I'm not getting involved with that. I'm not getting involved with whether there's a heter. I don't believe there is. Practically, though, many women don't cover their hair. And the question is, nowadays that many women, many married women do not cover their hair, perhaps it has, you know, when it comes to Kriya Shema at least, you would be allowed to daven in their presence. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to, but it could be that the same Shulchan Aruch who says that you're allowed to daven in the presence of a single girl who doesn't cover her hair because it wasn't customarily covered, you know, it didn't arouse any thoughts or inappropriate thoughts, and men were allowed to say Kriya Shema in its presence. So perhaps today, when many married women don't cover their hair, maybe it has the same status, and maybe even though she's married and she's supposed to cover her hair, but the fact that so many married women, so many reform and conservative and even modern Orthodox women don't cover their hair, the status of that hair does not cause inappropriate thoughts, and it would be allowed. And it seems that this is a big machlokas between the recent achronim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Ayin Hei Sif Tes writes, he begins to discuss the issue that many married women don't cover their hair, and he's clearly offended by it, and he does not like it. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, Al Kopanim Ladina, at the end of the day, when it comes to normative halacha, Nir Shemutar Lanu Lispal Levarich Neged Rashein Hamagulos, He says at the end of the day, although they're not acting appropriately, you are allowed to daven in their presence. Kivan she'ata ruben holchus kach. Because at the end of the day, so many women walk around like this. And it's like an area of the body that they don't normally cover. You're allowed to daven Kriya Shema when a woman's face is in your presence, in the presence of her face. Why? Because we don't cover the face. So therefore, it doesn't arouse inappropriate thoughts. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, at the end of the day, married women don't cover their hair anymore. So because so many of them don't cover their hair, it doesn't arouse any inappropriate thoughts, and it's allowed. People sometimes think that the Aruch HaShulchan is saying that married women don't have to cover their hair. That's completely false. There's no room for that in his words. He's just saying that when it comes to the separate halacha of saying Kriya Shema in the presence of women who don't cover their hair, it's based on he feels that it's based on whether there's going to be inappropriate thoughts. And he said, so many married women, you see a married woman's hair nowadays, it doesn't arouse any inappropriate thoughts, and therefore you'll be allowed to read Kriya Shema in its presence. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Bo'i Oysid Beis writes the same thing. The Yaskel Avdi and the Tzitz Liezer also endorse such an opinion. It's brought down by many, many poskim. Those are all the opinions that allow it. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud in Ayin Hey writes the following: Vida, you should know. Shafilum derech isha v'zu v'chavri seha b'makam mahi leilich b'gili aroish b'shuk k'derech haprutzais also likras kriya shema k'ganegda. The Mishnah Berurah absolutely disagrees with the Aruch HaShulchan. He says even if married women don't cover their hair anymore, it's still you're not allowed to say kriya shema in its presence or any brachos in the presence of such hair. K'shem shel inyan gili shuka sh'asu b'chol gavni, the same way you're not allowed to read kriya shema. Same way you're not allowed to daven in the presence of a woman who's not dressed properly. And this opinion was also endorsed by the Chazon Ish in Siman Tezayin Ois Ches. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is making a very valid point. And the Mishnah Berurah is saying like this: you're not allowed to daven Kriya Shema in the presence of a woman married woman who's supposed to cover her hair, and you're also not allowed to read Kriya Shema in the presence of, let's say, a woman who's not dressed properly. So says the Mishnah Berurah, hypothetically, if you were to find a situation where a married woman, let's say, was walking around in a bathing suit, chas v'shalom, and that was the custom in the city for everyone to walk around in the bathing suit, no one would say that's okay, because she's still, there are areas of the body that are supposed to be covered, there are areas that are erva. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if a married woman doesn't cover her hair, it's the same situation. Yeah, who cares that everyone does it? It still doesn't change the fact that it's erva, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish both disagree. Rav Moshe Feinstein, by the way, discusses this issue when he deals with the status of how high a mechitza has to be in shul, which we'll deal with at some point later on. He talks about the fact that according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, it just has to go up to the neck, as we'll see. So they asked Rav Moshe, what about the fact that women are going to come with their hair uncovered? So Rav Moshe said, in that situation, perhaps he could rely upon the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now, I just want to quickly mention this, that Rav Elio Falk from England wants to explain that it has to do with the difference, the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. This machlokas has to do with how they perceived hair. Meaning, if a woman goes around if everyone in the city goes around in bathing suits, no one would say that's okay, because those are areas that inherently are inherently inappropriate for someone to uncover them, and they automatically cause inappropriate thoughts. The machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan is, what's the status of a married woman's hair? Does it have that level status, and therefore it's, even if no one covers their hair, it's still, you still an halacha Kriya Shema? Or perhaps no, perhaps it's a little more lenient. It's not as strong as those areas. It's like areas of the body that don't have inherent inappropriateness, but it's dependent on whether the custom was to cover it. Again, for more of elaboration, it's not really for now, but that's the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Just to quickly list the poskim who hold on either side, those who are machmer are the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazon Ish, the Samer Rebbe, Moshe Sternbuch. However, those who rule leniently are the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ish Chai, the Sri De'esh, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Ad Yosef, and Rav Moshe Feinstein in certain situations. And once again, for a normative halacha, Rav should be consulted. Any questions can be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.